my week in review hat on.
Nice. All blackout.
Yeah. Savon, I can't hear you.
Savon, you're muted.
Thank you. I was like, who the fuck are you interrupting me? We are very, 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 very fortunate to have the Dave Castro do this weekly review. Yeah, I think of just all the corporations out there, and maybe you guys don't see it this way, but I do, because I'm very, very a long intimate relationship with Dave, and we're very lucky to have an authentic communications with a corporation that's on every continent. I don't know if they're still in Antarctica, but every continent besides that for sure. And it's a massive organization in terms of its scope, far outweighing its financial capabilities, but it is truly massive, and we are everywhere in the world. And so I was just thinking about it again today, how lucky we are that we actually have authentic communication with the fucking world headquarters and messaging from the world headquarters. This guy's, I basically just pulls up YouTube comments and answers them in an authentic way. He doesn't run away from the hard questions. Also today, we're joined by Chase Ingram from Get With The Programming and Matt Sousa, executive producer of the Sevan podcast. And I want to say Pedro White will be joining us at some time, but we can't mess around. I mean, he's low man on the totem pole. Sure as fuck can't wait for him. Why the fuck this guy?
I'm shooting him a text.
Pedro, we will be watching this in 1.25 speed. I'm excited to do it this week because there is so much like fun, juicy stuff around. I haven't seen it either.
Usually I've seen it.
There's so much juicy stuff around the quarterfinals. It's funny because I know in 24 hours, no one's going to give a fuck. We're going to just all move on to the semifinals. It seems like a big deal now. You got people posting pictures of themselves crying on the internet, hugging it out with their grandma. In a second here, we're going to forget it all, and we're all going to move on to semifinals. We have the best coverage we've ever had, or God knows, I think it's the best coverage we've ever had around our sport. We could point at who and why that is, but this is a fun time of year for us. I'm enjoying all of the drama. It's awesome. No children have been hurt in this process, and it's cool, and people are getting healthier and fitter. So it's awesome. Look at him! Casually late, wanting to make an entrance, trying to let us know that he can big dick us from across the pond on the island.
Does anybody know why this wouldn't work? This doctor
what you got over there? Wow.
No wonder you're really blown out. I thought you were a black guy. Now you're all blown out. It must be that device has changed your pigment.
Yeah, and everyone's fucking tiny. It's great.
You are pasty. Okay, Pedro White, good to have you from Coffee Pods and Wads. This is the biggest cast of characters we've ever had for a Dave Castro Week in Review. Keep your answers and opinions short and concise and controversial. I present to you the man, the myth, the legend, the Dave Castro, director of the CrossFit Games, director of the training program out of CrossFit Inc., the greatest methodology, if you would like your DNA to express itself in its fullest. And you can also stop in at your local affiliate. Sousa owns one of those, and they will help you decipher what is the CrossFit methodology so you can embody it and let your DNA do the dance. Okay, here we go.
April 29th, 2024. At Will Bennett. Hey, Dave. Will Bennett here. I'm one of the athletes who took a major hit in workout one. I went from 12th place in the...
Right into it. Like, fuck you. Let's do this.
Not even going to dance around it.
Yeah.
Damn. 12 seconds in. 12
not,
seconds in.
Not a, hey, Dave, I like your olive oil. Nothing. Just straight fucking into it. You guys fucked me.
Yeah. No foreplay.
North American West region to 62nd and out of semifinal contention. I've been competing in CrossFit for many years, and I've been to semifinals.
Has anyone ever heard of Will Bennett?
I have not.
I've heard him as a... I think he was at semifinals last year. I've heard of him as an athlete. Like, I don't know him.
All right.
3 years in North America. I've never been penalized in any workout by CrossFit until now. As you know, to get to this level and beyond requires so much work, time, and energy. It's devastating that a ruling like this can end your season when it doesn't seem completely fair across the entire competition. It appears
devastating, like when you
go to the doctor and you think you have chlamydia, but you find out it's actually AIDS? Like that kind of devastating?
That other regions across the world did not have the same level of scrutiny as the North America region for event one. I was hoping, I was just hoping you could speak on this situation, please. Thank you.
Is the volume too low? Sorry.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of volume complaint.
Okay. What I can do is I'm going to turn myself down. And then if you guys could go in and turn yourselves down, then everyone can turn their TVs and computers up. And then that way Dave will be louder. Sorry. That's all we got for now. Basically, so this guy, Will Bennett's basically saying he was devastated because he got kicked out of semifinal contention. Then we paused the show. We're turning our mics down so that Dave will be louder and you guys can turn your TVs up. Let me know how it works. Here we go.
You, and I mean no disrespect with this comment. Thanks for the comment, Will. And clearly, you mean no disrespect, and I respect and appreciate that. And you're in an incredibly tough situation. And it's something that spent a lot of time on. This weekend, we did as a team looking into and looking at the how this was playing out and talking to a lot of people from the community to include athletes and event organizers and other people I respect in the community, discussing what was going on and looking at it and trying to figure out if there was anything that could be done or if there was anything that should be done. And as you have experienced, there is a number of other people who've also had penalties and been knocked down on the leaderboard, or in some cases knocked to a position where they're completely out of a qualifying spot. And ultimately, as I went through this and I looked at how this was playing out, one of the things that I really leaned into were the numbers. And we did close to 1,000 reviews. And of those reviews, about around 180 or so were minor penalties and around 160 were major penalties. So from that, about 35% of all videos for the videos submitted received a penalty. And so looking at it from a different perspective, or looking at it instead of looking at, which is a significant amount and something that, you know, ideally we would have seen no penalties, or in a perfect world, all the athletes would have did this without issue. But 35% got penalties, about 16% of those were major penalties. From another perspective, 65%.
Most transparent we've ever, this is going into a new layer, and I hate that word transparency because I don't think they owe a shit, but we've gone into a new layer. We don't have data to compare that to from last year, right?
Other than the list they publish.
Right, but we don't know how many people they reviewed. He just said they reviewed 1,000 people, 1,000 videos, or 1,000 people. Who knows how many videos that is. And that's 180 with minor penalties, 160 with major, for a total of 35% of people getting penalties. So now we have more data, more they're letting us look behind the curtain more.
Mm-hmm. Didn't have any penalties or have any issue, and then total about 85% had a minor penalty and or no penalty. So why I say that, and it's pretty similar and or consistent to years past when we used this model video review. At the quarter.
What's a major penalty? 15 or 20% of a score?
20 or 25, wasn't it?
Well, the range they have in the rule book is 15 to 40, I think.
So that's considered major.
Anything over 15, I would say, yeah.
Okay, so anything below 15 is minor. And I'm guessing they don't give 14% penalties. I'm guessing it's like it's 10%.
15%, 15% to 40%. For a major penalty.
You're reading that somewhere, Sousa?
Yeah.
Okay.
The bar bend.
Okay.
The first thing Googled.
The bar bend, the fastest place on the internet and most reliable place to get your CrossFit news. Did you just spit out a load? Who spit out?
I spat. He's reading bar bend instead of barbell spin, so I spat.
Oh my God. Oh.
Technically, oh. I didn't give him the click, though. It's just the displayed result.
Oh, sorry. So. Not bar bend's not the fastest, most reliable. Barbell.
Yeah.
What's Brian's thing called? The barbell? Barbell spin?
Barbell spin.
Okay. What do you know? Does anyone else know anything? What's a minor penalty? I'd be so curious if anyone who got a minor penalty was actually knocked out of the semifinals.
I doubt it, because like that's probably just a handful of reps they're going
to
take away.
So weren't some people given a major penalty and then changed back to a minor penalty and they're back? Like Kelsey Keel was moved from a major to a minor and she made it back in because of that.
Mm.
And so mine is obviously fairly insignificant.
And just so you know, this is like how DEI works, except they don't tell you this part. Every time someone's knocked out, someone else is knocked in. Yeah, you have to remember that. There's balance in the universe. They don't take someone out and then no one gets it. It's like when someone says you wasted money. You didn't waste money. You didn't set it on fire. You didn't throw it away. Just someone else has it. And so someone got knocked out. Someone got let in.
Yeah.
And so when Kelsey got put back in, someone's pissed because someone else got knocked out again.
Where are all the white knights?
Yeah,
for that person. Say, they must feel doubly shit about themselves. It's like, I was in, now I'm out, and nobody cares.
Hey, I'd be interested to know who was out the most and in the most. Who went back and forth the most? Like, did anyone go back and forth four times in 4 days?
Yeah. I don't know.
Age to assess those going forward and assess and implement penalties. It sucks, and it's not a outcome that I don't like to see these athletes who work so hard end up not being able to advance onto the next stage for this. But it is the rules. It is the system put in place. It is how we did it.
We'll get into this tonight, but really quickly, Chase, does it suck? Does it suck? Does it suck that there's a DEI, a DUI checkpoint and people are get arrested for drunk driving? Does that suck?
No, it's the law. Like, and maybe they're drunk and they set up a blockade and you are found being under the influence. The law states that the thing that I think where people are getting hung up on is that traditionally they haven't come down this hard before. We've been asking them to for a decade plus. If you go back to the show capacity days, it's been on the table. So yeah, this is that blockade that they used to just let everybody drive 100 miles an hour through, wasted on the highway, and now they shut it down. I think that's where everybody's having a tough pill to swallow, is because it's come out of nowhere. But if they're following the letter of the law and judging videos at its most scrutinized ever, they're not doing anything wrong. It's just a surprise, I guess, is a way to put it.
Matt Souza, does it suck?
No. I just think, like Chase said, it was something that everybody had asked for, and be careful what you ask for because sometimes you just might get it. I mean, it sucks. It sucks in terms of like if there's not consistency, but I think we're seeing a lot of consistency.
Extra Sloppy says, pick a better analogy. I will in 1 second. I'll give you one more different one in a second that I stole from Andrew Hiller. Pedro, does it suck that people are being called on their reps and kicked to the curb?
I think it would have been great if before quarterfinals CrossFit said, hey, we're going to be real pricks about the review this year, so like, you know, really lean into reading the standards and shit, just so people, because then nobody would have had anything to complain about. The issue is now, well, there's two issues. One, we've been asking for it for whatever 10 years and it never happened, and then suddenly it happened all at once and people are like, oh, but you didn't do this last time. And then the other issue is it's people that people know and like. Like I said, nobody's like up in arms about the person who took, you know, Paige Semenza's place or Kelsey Keel's place that got knocked back
really?
Out.
Is Paige Semenza out? Is Paige Semenza out?
Paige Powers.
Oh.
They're not complaining about, you know, it's all I've heard is games athletes are missing out and we need to let them redo the workouts. And it's like, what? Like, that's not fair. Like, you can't, just because they're a games athlete, what about the person that's taking their place? Like, that's not fair to do that. So I think if it wasn't, you know, like big names, no one would give a fuck. It's only because it's big names that everyone's getting so pissed off about it.
So it's emotional. And that means it's emotional. I would also like to say this, and we'll talk about this on tonight's show at 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. For the CrossFit Games update show and the finalizing of the leaderboard, which I believe happens tonight at 5 p.m., Andrew Hiller brought up a very good analogy. His analogy was, look, you think, look if CrossFit is the purveyors of the, they build racetracks for all the top races in the world, right? So they build these racetracks and they build these racetracks, and then all of a sudden they build a new racetrack and they put a turn in corner 7, and all of a sudden there's more crashes than there's been every year. Okay. It's the driver's fault because they didn't slow down. But as the specialists in building racetracks and making workouts, did they not foresee this? Also, the one other weird thing, and we'll get into this tonight too, is there is no judge out there, it feels like, that can judge. All the judges got torn up. Daniel Wayne, should people, and I know you're going to push back and say, well, 35% of the people made it without any problems. Yeah, but when it's... or 65% of the people made it without any problems. But when it's the numbers that high, it makes you start to wonder if those videos were even looked at. Daniel Wynn, should people who hire professional judges that got penalties ask for refunds? Abso-fucking-lutely.
Last year is how we did it this year. And seeing that a large number, an overwhelming majority, did it and we reviewed their videos and didn't have any issues, making any changes or doing anything different midstream to deviate from the plan as expected and as was put in place well before the season started would be a disservice to all the other athletes. And so, for example, one thing that a number of people said is, well, why don't you let athletes redo the workout, or why don't you have everyone do the workout over because you couldn't really fairly judge the step up? Had that number been flipped, had it been only 40% of the videos, people were okay, and over 60%, people did them incorrectly, I think then we'd have more of a case for doing something like that. But with the percentage falling where it is, and with the number of videos that didn't have issues getting signed off on, again, over 65%, I see a scenario, and that being similar and consistent to with how we did video submissions last year and around what the percentage were around penalties, I see that staying the course and not making any midstream changes is the appropriate path forward. So
Pedro, if they would have can you see a world where they let the athletes do the workout again?
No.
Souza, can you see a world where they let the athletes do the workout again?
No. If 100 people eat at a restaurant and two of them get sick, do you blame the food?
Hmm. Chase, do you see a world where they would let the athletes redo the workout?
That will just create more problems. This is kicking the can down the road.
I agree. I think it would make a mockery of the whole, then it would be a true fucking shit show.
And then all the people that said Dave caters to the super athletes and the groanings and all that, then they would be right.
Yeah. When you ejaculate early, you have to wait. You have to wait. People get let down and you have to wait.
Oh,
I mean, there's workarounds, but not in my house.
That being said, I did, and we did as a team, think about and discuss, is there something we should do in this situation? And we are not. And I think the numbers support.
Think of next season as just until next season, just a giant refractory period. Go to the fridge, get something to eat. You know what I'm saying?
All that being said, big picture, is this the right way to do it next year or in future years? I believe no. And so, sure.
Rewind.
Yep.
Is this the right way to do it next year or in future years? I believe no. And so, will the system evolve, and will we handle online competitions, which frankly are not going anywhere, in a different way? Probably. For example, requiring angles for some of these videos and some of these movements where we have in the past and didn't this year, probably could have helped clear some of this up. Maybe there's a scenario where empowering judges, let me even back up to what I just said, help clearing some of this up to set the athlete up for success with their video submission. So what they're doing on scene and what their judge is seeing on scene is exactly what our team is able to see and judge off of. Also encouraging placement of judges.
I don't find that solution promising. I was hoping to hear something different. When he said something will be different, I was hoping something like, just let the judges have the final word, and if you make it through, we'll fucking really work him at semifinals or something. Oh, did you like that solution? We'll add a camera angle requirement, Chase?
This goes along with what Pedro was saying earlier, is that establishing a camera angle of where they will be viewing from to establish the guidelines of how they're going to judge. So yes, that is a solution that can help the issue that they're currently dealing with, because they're watching 100 different videos shot in 100 different ways, which adds to the problem for the online judging team. But also the part where it's like, set your camera up like this, do your movements like this. This is something that should come along with the workout description. They show you the flow of the workout, how it's supposed to be done. At the end of that video, this is how you should move from this camera angle, and this is all the things that we are looking for. And if you do not meet these requirements, this is what's going to happen to you. That by itself alone can help a lot of problems that they're currently dealing with.
Sousa, what did you just hear him say?
I just heard him say, we're going to start hearing complaints about, now I need a full production studio. What if I don't have cameras? How are you going to compile that to view both angles if there's two angles? So, like, I think online competitions are always just going to have their natural limitations. I think we're reached a ceiling about what could be done when you have clear cut dry reps, like you're on this side of the box, the reps ends on this side of the box. You know, you have to find more movements like that. And that, I just think this is a limiting way to compete, and we're seeing the limitations of it.
So you agree with like the Hiller metaphor? Hey, don't put crazy turns in virtual on the racetrack on virtual tests.
Yeah, I mean, if this would have been a box step over, we wouldn't be having a conversation.
True. Pedro, what are you hearing Dave saying? Do you like it or dislike it, or do you, or whatever you want to say about it?
Yeah, it's just kind of like one of the complaints people had last year was about the floor plans and that there was too much this and too much that. And then if you like what it sounds like there is that it's going to be even more, because it's like your judge has to be here, but the camera has to be here, but you need more than one angle, presumably, which is just going to make it. It's just another thing for people to complain. Unless they use that, you know, that Insta 360 camera, you know, it's like orb. Yeah. I don't know how they're going to do it, but it, like he said, online competitions aren't going anywhere. You're just always going to have these problems with online competitions. Like just always, there's always going to be, unless you just stick to the same, whatever, like 10, 12 tried and tested movements for consistency, you're always going to have problems with a new movement, something someone doesn't understand, some bullshit like keeping your head down or up or whatever. There's always going to be something that causes a problem.
Is there one movement that's been like, is there one foul? Is it like one thing that most people haven't been doing? Like 50% of the penalties are because someone was chewing gum and you weren't allowed to? Like, is there something like that?
Yeah. We've heard it's the soft knees on the step up at the top of the box.
Okay. So that's the big problem. And then is that hard to see in video also? Is that a problem, or it's just that they admit they had soft knees, but it was never clear?
Any video I've seen, it's been pretty clear.
Okay. Back to the show.
During these in a different position, et cetera, and or getting to an environment where, frankly, in the future, maybe the video review process isn't doing what it is now. Maybe we are taking ourselves completely out of the video review process and empowering the judges and equipping them.
So I jumped the gun. Now we're talking. Come to my house. Bro rep, they call me bro rep CrossFit certified judge.
He passes everybody
better and more, and equipping them to actually make the call where we are not coming in and overseeing.
Or you could come to California and you'll be judged based on your ethnicity and
overruling. So those are things we're considering. I'm not saying they're happening, but they're definitely things I'm thinking about, and they're definitely things we're going to look at. And even requiring a third-party judge. And what I mean by that is nothing formal like a third-party organization, but something like, hey, you can't have your significant other or your camp or your gym mates judge you. And maybe it is someone from down the street, call it another affiliate owner or something like that.
Or the AFJ.
Or rules to get behind this.
Or what about a swapping? All the Mayhem athletes go to HWPO. All the HWPO athletes go to Mayhem.
Oh, man.
The lesson learned from this, I think, is we definitely need to review the system and how we're doing it going forward. But at this time, I don't think we need to throw a grenade into how we did it this year, because it was understood going in this year. This was the system we're going to use. And we had the judges, the review process in place, and we collect a video and then we review it and then we assign penalties. And again, an overwhelming majority of people who did submit videos and did the workout didn't receive any penalties. So there was some aspect of it that is working. It's interesting because I had a call with A-Rod a couple weeks ago.
Jesus. For those of you who don't know who A-Rod is, we'll talk about that in a second. Let's talk about
A-Rod.
I think, the one that had like the $500 million baseball contract 10 years ago.
Just casually dropped.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I want to talk about Dave Castro's psychological profile. What is he presenting? What do you think he's presenting here? Is he happy? Is he stressed? Is he angry? Is he chill? Is he what do you see him as he talks about the hiccup that's being presented by the media regarding regarding the turn of events at quarterfinals. What do you see when you see Dave Castro?
He seems to be choosing his words very carefully. Like, there's a lot of pauses, and he's like pausing mid-sentence. Throughout that whole thing, he was pausing a lot, like mid-sentence. Like, he was, I don't know, not afraid of saying the wrong thing, but he wanted to get the thing he was saying exactly right. He says that it's going to be different next year. He says online competition isn't going anywhere. He said it's going to change. Outside of that, he doesn't really say much. Like, the stuff he says at the end there amounts to kind of nothing. It's like spitballing. Oh, we'll equip judges. And it's like, well, outside of the judges course that you've charged people to do and outside of the standards that you gave people, like, how do you equip them more than you've equipped them? Like, you need to change the system then if you're, you know what I mean? I just don't get, there's kind of no substance to those kind of ideas that he's throwing around. Or the, oh, we'll get third party. Like, how the fuck do you police that? Like, that person doesn't actually train at my gym. I've never met them before.
I used to fuck her, but I don't anymore. She's my ex. She actually hates me.
Yeah, she dumped me because I came early every time, but yeah, that's not a problem in my house.
Thank you.
So yeah, I don't know. Like, I'd say it's been a fucking stressful week. I'd say there's been a lot of arguments and a lot of like I'd say they got a shit
out the nose, huh, Chase? Out the nose. That's great.
You can't say stuff like that in the middle of you taking a sip of water.
I don't know. He doesn't seem stressed, but he's like, I'd say he's pretty difficult to ascertain whether he's stressed or not, considering the life he's had.
Oh, fair enough. You mean in context of going overseas and fighting people to the death so that we can drink?
I'd say getting shot at is probably a bit more stressful than Will fucking Bennett dropping a comment on a video.
Right. Well, so we can sit around in our plush houses doing podcasts at 12:30 while the rest of the world's working. I understand. Okay. Boys, that is very interesting what Pedro said. Unfortunately, I was really liking it until hearing Pedro's response. He seems calm to me, but he really hasn't said anything. Right, Sousa?
I think there's two things. I think he's probably a little anxious about what the future of like online competition holds in terms of integrity of judging. Like, obviously he's kind of grasping at straws. Like, we could try this, we could try this. And then he circles back around. And he's like, but none of those would be that great. And then I think he probably likes it a little bit in terms of like them kind of drawing the line in the sand, so to speak, with the judging this year.
Like, hey, we're not taking a step back. He's not taking a step back from the line.
Yeah,
he's holding the line.
Exactly.
And Chase, there has to always be online competition because the Open's an online virtual competition, right?
It's a necessary thing that we have right now. And like the Open, as we tout, is the highest participatory event in the world that people can volunteer and sign up for. And it's becoming more community oriented, which is fine. If that's when the Open, and we said the quarterfinals is that qualifying stage that they have to figure out and they're trying their best to. And I think what Dave is or isn't saying, I would say, is there's nothing beneficial to him to come out and be like, this is the new plan, or give like real answers of what the change would be. None of that would be beneficial right now. And I would argue create more problems than what the current situation is. I think it's almost best to be vague as far as concepts and we'll work on this, or this isn't probably the best and we can do better. But if he comes out as like, these are all the things we could have done or should have done. And then people are like, well, then why didn't you? I feel like that would just cause more problems right now. So I think he's riding the line as he should for where we are in this situation and stage of the season.
Adding on to what Chase is saying, if it wasn't the lowest barrier of entry, if it didn't have the online Open, if it didn't have the largest participation in the world, we also couldn't say it's the fittest. And that's what kind of sets us apart. I firmly believe that the best basketball team in the world will never know what that is, because they'll never let it get put together. Same with the NFL, same with the Olympics. There's just so many fucking boundaries to jump over that we just and hurdles to overcome that we just sort of accept it under the guidelines of how that operation works and picks those teams and those athletes to compete in front of us. But that is the marvelous thing about CrossFit. You can just go on the internet, pay your $20 and get at it.
About a project that we were discussing working on and is working. It's interesting, cause I was talking to, I had a call with A-Rod a couple weeks ago about a project that
A-Rod. I think that's Alex Rodriguez. I think he used to bang Jennifer Lopez. I think his trainer also was Andrea Ager at one point. I think he's a CrossFitter. American former professional baseball shortstop, third baseman, businessman, philanthropist. I want to say when he signed with that team, it was the first time that they ever said that a player was forming a partnership with a team because his contract was so massive.
He was at Wadapalooza last year.
He was the first 18-year-old major league player in 10 years, the youngest position player in Seattle history, the most recent player to appear in the MLB game at the age of 18. I'm going to see if I can find the numbers on his contract. I just remember at the time they were absolutely insane. Maybe Ken Walters will tell us. Crazy famous American baseball player. I remember when people used to talk about they would put him with like Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Like they'd be like A-Rod, Michael Jordan. Like he was one of those guys. All right. So Dave's hobnobbing with A-Rod.
That we were discussing working on. And one of the things he mentioned was, he talked about how long he was in baseball and he talked about the sport, and he's a big fan of CrossFit. He CrossFit, and how the how it's in its early stages of development, and how young it is. And I really appreciated hearing that, and especially someone from the real pro sports like baseball, has been around for centuries, acknowledging that this is a young sport and a developing sport, even though we've been doing this for 15, 20 years. And I think oftentimes people expect things and systems and the way we do things to be so rigid and fixed and figured out and final, rather than understanding we are all learning too from all of this as we go on, because we've been around for 20 years almost, and that is pretty young, and there is a lot to learn and a lot to do different, and we've changed course often. You got to remember too, the quarterfinals, this stage is rather new. It's only been around for a few years in the spectrum of the CrossFit Games existence. So tons of learning around the quarterfinals and around the way we do it. And I'm incredibly sorry for the athletes who I feel for them, who are not advancing or who had a penalty. But at the end of the day, we had these rules, we had the system put in place. And again, a large amount of athletes were able to by that system, by those rules and by the requirements, able to do this without any issue. And so we have a large cohort of people advancing to the semifinals. And I believe firmly that it's the right people advancing to the semifinals based off the rules of this sport. And our team did a really good job. All the people on the judging team from Boz down, and all the people who helped out with the video review of staying fair and not, taking into consideration, I've heard allegations that there's some unfairness going on or that they're targeting people. That is not how we operate. That's not how I operate. That is not how our team operates. They did a good job of being fair across all of these situations, and ones that did escalate, and especially as they escalated to major penalties and or people appealed, there were multiple eyes and multiple people who took a look at the videos and confirmed the calls by the team. So Will, to wrap this up, I appreciate your note, I appreciate your comment, and the best thing I can say at this point is, don't get discouraged, keep fighting, keep training for the next comp and for the next year, and see you back at the semifinals next year and or however it looks, and see you on the leaderboard for sure.
Daniel Wynn, what sets CrossFit apart from all other professional sports? They are about entertainment, but CrossFit is about fitness.
Not the games. We're not talking about CrossFit.
So you don't agree with that?
I think we're talking about the CrossFit Games, which is entertainment.
You agree with that, Sousa?
Yep, 100%.
Pedro?
Yeah.
Is that the way it should be?
At that level, it is. Yeah. I mean,
giant marketing campaign of what's possible for like human perfection, but like it's entertainment. It's the CrossFit Games. The word is in the freaking name. It's a game. These athletes are incredible at what they do, but they're still playing a game. Like it's not CrossFit. CrossFit is not the CrossFit Games. They are two totally separate things. Yes, we are finding the fittest people on earth through a competition, but it's not the methodology itself that we are all tied to.
Speaking of games, the newest and greatest show that everyone's talking about, found on Get With The Programming, CrossFit Jeopardy. Wednesdays at
The next episode will be Friday. Gosh, shit, I don't know. It's in 2 weeks.
Great job, Chase. It's so secretive, the questions, that we don't even want to tell you when the show is going to be on.
Thank you.
Or is it the answers? I don't know how Jeopardy works, but something is secret.
We're still trying to figure out how the show works.
Yeah. Great show. Everyone loves it. Check it out on Get With The Programming. Also, Around the Whiteboard with Coffee Pods and Wads, where Pedro pretends to have a talk show, but just flexes his muscle and beats up on the guests.
It's him, Dale.
Always fun. Okay, here we go.
All right.
Just, sorry, on that last little bit.
Please, I'm sorry. I should have given you more time. Sorry, go ahead.
One kind of interesting thing, and then one I'm joking, but maybe I'm not joking. So he said that there's no agenda, that they don't target. Part of me, half seriously, half, 70% joking, 80% joking, 20% serious, thinks that they fucked the AFJ and that they just targeted athletes that they had, that they knew that they were being judged by, and then threw Vellner and Tia in and proven in as we need to disguise it a bit. Nobody ever goes after Vellner. Let's go after him. Then they'll know that we're not. And then should we go after Taylor? No, that's too obvious. If we go after Taylor Steph, it's too obvious. But the other thing
Didn't go after Taylor because I'm friends with Dave.
Yeah, oh yeah, true, true. The other thing that he said that was interesting was, maybe I'm reading too much into it, but he said, see you at, before he said see you in the leaderboard, I can't remember the wording, but he's see you in, in quarter semifinals, whatever that looks like.
Keep working hard, young man. There's next year.
But it sounds like the system could even just entirely change by next year, because he's semifinals or whatever that looks like. Or he said something along those lines, as if semifinals wasn't a given for 2025, that it could be something different.
Semifinals are in person. That's the thing that goes on in Carson and Knoxville and the French Throwdown, right?
Yeah, but the way he said it made me think shit, maybe the whole kit and caboodle is going to change from the Open onwards.
Hey, I personally think it's going to change a fuck ton. I think that they have to make the Open matter again.
Open straight to the games.
I mean, I'd pick the winner. I'd fucking pick the winner of the Open, that's for sure. I'd at least make that dude just be you won it. That dude and that chick. Why not? Do you have any problems with that, Chase?
As long as it's programmed appropriately and judged fairly.
All right.
Isn't that what Greg always said?
Yeah, he did.
5 weeks of the Open, send him to the games.
5 weeks.
No games. He's just to do the Open and crown him.
Yeah. That's Sousa. Sousa would love that. Just fuck the podcast. That would completely fuck us.
No, all right. We would own it. You're okay, looking at it all wrong, buddy.
All right. I know. Well, you got to work with my you've been lagging on my mental coaching, Sousa. I blame you.
Sorry.
Okay, here we go.
Move on. At Chuck, 8149. I'm a 52-year-old CrossFitter, top 10%. I think you guys nailed the programming for quarters this year. Something there for everyone. But what's up with the 55-plus scaling of the workouts? At 70% loading and lower skill, these workouts don't seem to reward the same fitness levels as the 16 to 54 workout. Looks like the lower-skilled and lower-strength athletes like me, by the way, that's what he said, that may have struggled a bit with the 16 to 54 test will benefit from aging up. Is that the intent? The intent is, as you age...
That guy's out of his fucking mind. Is he saying up to 55 have to use the same weights as everyone else?
54, yes.
Yeah, fuck that. I can't wait.
Oh, I think he's saying the drop off was way too drastic.
I don't think it's soon enough. I think they should have dropped it for my cohort.
Why didn't he just do what Bill Grunner did and just say, fuck it, I'm doing the RX anyway?
I don't still qualify.
What? Oh, fucking Bill.
With a zero.
Wait, you don't think that guy was, I think that guy was saying it's too easy.
Yeah.
I think he's out of his, mind. What do you think before Dave answers? I didn't look at the scaling options, but I didn't look at the scaling
drop options. Off is too much.
It is. What's it go to? What did the thrusters go from to 95 to what?
I think they were 65 and 95 in the Open.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
And jumping pull-ups maybe it's kipping chest to bar. I don't know what it was. You need Bill for this part because he'll just go off that It's way too easy.
Damn.
But Bill's, you know, he's a unicorn.
Ruben Pussy. Sorry. I was never good with my vowel pronunciation. Ruben Pussy. Ruben Pussy. Savon, what would the transgender weights be? I don't know. Depends on which way you're going. But I think that I can't wait till the weights go down a little bit. God, I hope I don't get any weaker.
I'm with
you. If it's transgender weights, it'd either be no bar or there'd be. No, that analogy's falling apart really quickly.
I think we should I'm with Seth on this. Just get rid of all of them. There's just an open division. That's it.
Wow.
Old school.
Old school. Okay. Okay. I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that too.
Sink or swim.
Yep.
I'm okay with that too. Actually, I'm okay with that.
Athletes like me, by the way, that's what he said, that may have struggled a bit with the 16 to 54 test will benefit from aging up. Is that the intent? The intent is as you age, obviously, there's capacities that are lost. And so we then change some of the loading and the movements to compensate for that. We probably need to reassess the thresholds for where we're doing that, because the limits of what people are potentially are the limits of people's potential through CrossFit and through what we've been doing this for a long time are being pushed further and further. So we will take a look at that in the off season and see if our scales are appropriate or not. At Avera 9636, Dave, happy to see CrossFit is holding elite athletes to movement standards in quarterfinals. That said, I think it is apparent the online qualifier quarterfinals is not an appropriate or sustainable arena for advancing athletes with realistic chances or proven ability to compete at semifinal games level. CrossFit is at a crossroads. Continue to embrace and include the majority who pay the bills, or the elite few who ultimately advance to semifinals games. I look forward to see what solution CrossFit arrives at for next season.
This guy's out of his fucking mind too. It's not sustainable. Of course it's sustainable. They could keep this practice going forever. Dave could come on here and be like, fuck you, it's fine, quit being pussies, move better. And we'd all be like, okay. I mean, not sustainable. Dave already said it can be improved on, but it's sustainable, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, I totally disagree with this take.
Yeah, no one's quitting if they're like, sorry, we're doing the same thing next year.
No.
Pedro?
No, yeah, I agree. It's also like, remember how, you know, years ago at the games, if you looked at the weights and stuff that were being used at the games, and you look at it now and you look at the progress over time, surely that transfers over into ages as well. Like, as the people get older, they have more capacity because than that similar age cohort would have had 10 years ago, 5 years ago, whatever. So I don't know. I don't know. That guy just doesn't want to lift.
God, I want to say something crazy here. Okay.
Never mind. I was like, should I go before you?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Actually, I got to go get my kids. So.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, love you, buddy.
I'll exit stage left. Thanks, okay. Guys.
Later. See you.
It's just like when Greg did Floyd 19. People are like, he's got to sell. No, he doesn't. Mm. Like, fuck you, bye. Like, who cares if 3,000 affiliates left? So what? Whatever, bye-bye. We would have kept the good ones. Not a good affiliate would have left. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I was just literally talking about all of that stuff. There will be a different solution next season. At Ben Tanner 8797, thanks for these videos. They're a lot of fun.
Does he know the solution already, Susan?
Sounds like it.
Oh, for sure, Dave. Yeah, for sure. He probably, you know what? Knowing Dave, he'll probably have like 90% of it done, but not all the details worked out. So then that gives him permission to say, yeah, we know the direction we're heading, but we haven't quite landed on it yet. Right.
Let me put on my tinfoil hat. You ready?
Yeah. I love it.
He's known that there's going to be big changes coming. And he's loving this because if next year, when he makes the big changes, it can look like the changes were made because of the pressure. And so people can't, their complaints won't hold as much water.
Mm. That was
so like, let's just say, I'm just making this up, but let's say next year it just goes from the open to the games.
Yep.
Fix your problem. Never, don't, no more quarterfinals problems. And people will be getting pissed. But what?
Same as when they offloaded the adaptive games and the age groups. It's like, well, you said you could do it better yourself. Off you go.
There you go.
Yeah.
It's almost, I wonder if Boz programmed it as box step overs and Dave was like, no. Make it step ups. I have a plan. I got an idea.
We're going to fuck him up. Joking, not joking.
Watch. Training question. If you were to go back to with the knowledge you have now of CrossFit, how would you train for Buds? Would you do anything different? I would do more intensity. I ran a lot, did a lot of body weights up, clearly swam a lot. I would swim a lot. Swimming was my weakness in BUDS. But I would do a lot more of those things with intensity rather than long, slow distance. And I wouldn't incorporate lightweight training. I wouldn't go too heavy on weight training, mainly body weight, running and swimming, but those elements in interval style or with more intensity throughout. At Craig Howard.
Let me ask you a training question here, Sousa. Mm-hmm. So you could say that, right? Let's say you go to BUDS and you realize, like, hey, let's say you work up to BUDS and you have a 400-pound back squat when you go there. You have a 400-pound deadlift. You have a fucking 200-pound press at 175 pounds or 180 pounds. You're just a fucking strong dude. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You have 32 strict pull-ups, 55 kipping pull-ups. You're a beast, right? Mm-hmm. You got a fucking 5.5-minute mile. And then you get to BUDS and you realize, oh, it would have been better if I didn't need any of that strength. Mm-hmm. And so maybe I should have trained different. But let me throw this wrench in the system. Maybe that was just a hedge. Maybe it is better to go in there a little bigger and a little stronger because you're going to lose it anyway. You know what I mean? You're going to, there's kind of a malnourished component, I think, to military training, right? There's a like, hey, I mean, you see the guys, they get really skinny, right? Some of those guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, we even see it happen in the fire academies.
So maybe there's a benefit to come in there strong, not with the perfect training to pass, but also so you have a hedge so that your back squat only goes down to 350. Your deadlift only goes down to 350. Instead of going in there with a 515 mile, but only a 300-pound back squat and a 300-pound deadlift.
Didn't Fraser say that about the games for years, that he always went in heavy and other people went in perfect condition and then they fell apart and he was able to keep going to the end, and like that was his template for success, kind of?
Yeah, I do remember him saying that. You know, I mean, obviously I've never gone through BUDS, but I think from like the stuff that I've heard and I've watched and I've like studied things, yeah, you want to go in with a little bit of hedge, of course, but I think you're better off just focusing on making sure you could handle the monotony and the volume of what's going to come. So I would focus more on like progressively uploading my volume a little bit, and then I would taper it down, you know, and get a little bit like bigger, I guess, as you would say, before I'd go in.
Gotcha.
But either way, those tests are mental. They're not really physical. They always say that the people that come in all physically fit, and like the person that can make it to regionals at the games goes into BUDS, is one of the first people out. And the dude who showed up that just looked all raggedy and skinny, but just had a much stronger purpose to get through it, ends up completing it. So it's hard to say.
Oh, let's look. Renee Pape. Why can't CrossFit just hire someone who is a former athlete to actually put together the workouts with the description standards? Seem like they would have a better perspective than some random.
Oh, I have an answer for that.
I have an answer for that too. First of all, I want to say they're not just picking some random, but go ahead.
So Steve Fawcett, multi-year games athlete, individual, team, coached at HWPO, coached JST for years. He writes the workouts for qualifiers for the Graft events in the UK. And every time, he put up a story the other day saying every time he writes a workout for a qualifier, he sends it to Rich Hornsey, the guy that owns the company. And he writes back saying, can't do that movement because it's just going to be such a nightmare to judge. So like Steve Fawcett has years of coaching and athlete experience and still puts in movements that this guy, as a someone who organizes judges for his competition, knows that's going to cause an argument. Just take that movement out, replace it with something easier to judge. So it's not about being an athlete or not being an athlete.
Yeah, I don't think being an athlete matters at all. It might even make it worse.
Yep, I agree with what you said.
Fantastic quarterfinal. 41 athletes at Diablo participated from start to finish and loved the experience, even if some could not do some of the movements or load. Our community came out to cheer and support, creating more fans and more engagement for all levels of the CrossFit Games competition. Thank you to you and your team, especially Angel. Thanks, Greg. Thanks for everything you do as an affiliate owner and a longtime affiliate owner, and fostering that community you have up there in the East Bay, because you guys have something special going on out there, and a lot of other affiliates in the East Bay. There's a lot of good affiliates out there.
I even got Caleb Slurp.
Aren't you an affiliate in the East Bay?
Not recognized by CrossFit HQ.
Oh, okay. But you pay your affiliate fees, though.
For the last 10 years.
All right.
Oh, thanks for that note, Craig. At Nickel Plate Fitness, isn't safety inherent in how we do everything in CrossFit? In our limited experience, injuries occur when one encounters something in which one is ill-prepared. Isn't safety inherent in how we do everything in CrossFit? Safety is inherent in how we do everything in CrossFit if taught properly and if overseen with the right rigor and right coaching and right attention to the movement. Here's the thing with CrossFit. These are complex movements. They are multi-joint. They are compound. They are not sitting in a machine doing leg extension or bicep curls. They're not single joint movement. Because of the nature of that, because they are complex movements and full body movement, they require proper teaching and then proper follow-up and coaching to what was just taught to be performed effectively. And so in an environment where it's taught correctly, and then there's some follow-up and some further coaching, and then executed in the right way and executed in the right way consistently, mechanics, consistency, intensity, and then intensity. Yeah, it's completely safe, clearly. And but that's the thing. It's safe when done and taught, and it's safe when the foundations are laid in the right order. At Michael X17.
So that guy was just making a comment. There was no question there.
What's that?
That was just a that wasn't a question, that was just a comment, and then Dave agreed.
Yeah, it sounded like
yeah.
it.
All right. Judy Yudkin, $5. Thank you. All right, here we go. Patrick, hi. What's up, dude? Also with Dave, for the games, it has to be visibly appealing. You have a good, excellent point.
Yep, it does.
Julie Jones, hi. Why can't CrossFit reinstate having video standards that include possible no reps? They used to do that with open workouts. If CF is testing the workouts, they can see the potential no reps. I mean, it would help. It would help. A very simple way to do that is to just have a get a room full of 30 people and be like, do this workout and watch where everyone fucks it up. And they would have seen it would have been the step ups. And then they could have been like, okay, this is going to be the problem for the masses. Great point. Thank you, Julie. Okay, here we go.
The keychain and EVO today. Thanks for the support. TDCmercantile.com. You can get some keychains, leather keychains that I make by hand, and extra virgin olive oil. At DMS10, that is locally sourced. People have asked, am I growing the olive oil on the ranch? I'm not growing the olive oil on the ranch. I have a good friend about 20 minutes away who has an orchard, olive oil orchard, and we work together, and it's his oil that I'm packaging and setting up and shipping. And
it might as well be on the ranch. It's DMS so fucking
1010,
close.
The elephant in the room is a beautiful description of nutrition in the journal and the horrific nutrition within the walls of a box, elite and non-elite. Yeah, it's a problem. Nutrition in our community is a problem, and I think we need to get in front of it, and we need to do a
Nutrition is a problem in the United States.
Broader, mm-hmm. broader. So that's in the United States too.
That was a rough shot there, huh, buddy? All right.
Went down the wrong pipe.
Oh, shit.
Nutrition's a problem everywhere. And relative to the rest of the world, it is not a problem in CrossFit. I just want to say that. But I do agree with what he's saying, but we have to hold ourselves to a really high standard.
It's so deep. Oh my God, I'm panicking. You can't even go.
So, you know, feel the pressure, feel the social pressure, and, but it's a problem, but not relative to, not relative. It's not relative what? to the masses. I mean, just like when I hang out with my CrossFit friends, I forget what the real world looks like. You want to know what the real world looks like? Go to Costco. I go there once every like 4 years. It's fucking crazy.
Pace is on the way there right now. Hey, one other thing that I find interesting.
Stand by. To hear something that Sousa thinks is interesting. Stand by. Hi, babe. I'm live on the air.
Oh, okay. I'm on my way home.
Okay. The kids are just free range in the house.
Oh, great.
All right. Love you. Bye. Okay. Something you find interesting that Grace...
No, not Grace. I was saying Grace is actually just leaving to go to Costco. But one thing that I find interesting is outside of, and maybe you correct me if I'm wrong here, Sevan, but outside of the meals that used to show up on main site, probably 4 years ago, I don't think there's been any big push outside in CrossFit HQ to the affiliates or anything to the community at large in terms of nutrition.
I don't think HQ has ever done a company, a corporate wide, affiliate wide, third's a charm, nutrition competition.
There's been nothing, which is just
never
funny because,
and there
if
should
you
be.
Actually look at the base of the pyramid of training, right? Sports at the top, but what CrossFit has done over the years is flipped it. And like, if you look at it from the outside in, sports actually the main thing that it's focused on, and you don't see anything of nutrition really.
Yeah, it's a good point. Listen, that's a great idea for a show. Someone said Costco and Hawaii is the worst. Costco, Hawaii, the worst. I would know. I'd put it up against like Oakland or Vallejo, or if they, I don't know if they have one in Baltimore. I bet you that one is a fucking shit show. But wouldn't that be fun? Like just to like give $100,000 prize for video submissions of just the worst, the fucking most vile representations of humanity, but you can only pick your contestants out of a Costco.
sponsored by Costco.
Yeah. Oh, Costco Memphis. Oh, that must be crazy, dude. I get
my pallet of mayo here.
My goodness. Okay, here we go.
A really good job of continuing to educate sound and solid principles for all levels. I was in Colorado last week for a couple days. We had some meetings. Those went well. While there, we dropped into a workout. I overscaled. It was 10 down to 1 of push press at 155 and then row 250 meters. So 10 push press, row 9, all the way down to 1. I scaled down to 95. I really probably should have used 135. As I got to rounds 4, 3, 2, at 4, I started adding weight. And by the last final rounds, I was at 135.
Did you see that? There was just a bird in his office.
Yeah, I saw that.
9, all the way down to 1. I scaled down to 95. I really probably should have used 135. As I got to rounds 4, 3, 2, at 4, I started adding weight. And by the last final rounds, I was at 135. So that's an example of overscaling. And I should have used a little more weight. I had a shooting competition last Saturday.
Should a bird be able to sneak in on a seal like that?
I heard it's a perishing skill. Dave needs to brush up.
Damn.
Saturday in Sacramento. There's about 40 people there. I took third. I was happy about that. Long-range rimfire competition. Semi-final tickets. Make sure you get your tickets. Go check out some of the events. I'll be trying to go to a large number of them, so I'm excited about that. And then
The Sevan Podcast will be at both North American semifinals. If you were sitting on the edge, now you know you should go.
Murph Challenge is coming up. So check out their website. Check out our site. And Murph coming up soon. So it'll be a good time. All right. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Talk to you guys next week.
Judy Yudkin, HQ did not address those who used AFJ judge yet still got penalty. I mean, they're not affiliated with the AFJ, are they?
Yeah, why would they address?
Yeah, I don't know why they would.
We'll address it today, though, on the show.
Sounds like you need a refund.
We'll address all of that stuff, and we won't be doing it tactfully. We'll be using a blunt force. Sevan is too afraid to travel to Knoxville, though.
It's so deep. You can see how deep it is.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen, if they were 2 weeks apart, I might consider driving there.
Oh my gosh, you're crazy.
Can you imagine how much more dangerous it is to drive there too than fly?
Yeah.
I'm like one of those idiots that like got the COVID shot, even though like I know you need 4 comorbidities and fucking like be over the age of 82. I'd still rather drive. Fuck. Anyway, Pedro, any final words on what you saw the Dave Castro present to the community in his weekly review? Weekend review.
I thought it was fine. You know, Chase is right that it will be stupid for him to come out and say, "Oh, I know you guys aren't happy about quarterfinals, but here's what we're doing next year," and like pulls out a flip chart. It'd be ridiculous. but he did. I think there's little nuggets there to pick from, like the fact that kind of the sign off with the guy Will saying like semifinals or whatever that's going to look like. That kind of makes me think that it's just there's a total revamp coming again, you know, which might not necessarily be a bad thing, might not necessarily be a good thing either. But I mean, change is fun, right? It gives us all something to talk about.
Any final words, Sousa?
No, that's it. I'm excited to see what next season is going to look like, because I agree with Pedro. I think he dropped a ton of little hints in there that's alluding to some sort of big change coming up.
Pool boy, dude, I'll drive you. Fuck, let's go. I'll keep my shirt off. I swear to God, like I'm like 10%. If I was only 1% going, I'm like 11% now. 10%? Don't go with pool boy. He'll try to show you his dick. I don't care.
That's not a dick. That's a eggplant. Oh,
added bonus.
I'm fine with that. I used to send people eggplants all the time. I stopped because I had like my last 3 months of working at CrossFit, I stopped doing that.
Eggplanting?
Yeah.
Do you mean the you sent him the emoji or you sent him a physical?
No, I would just send the emoji. I would just send the emoji.
HR got a hold of it.
Like a no context.
Out of them.
Like no, I would like I would just use it like as you know how like some people say let's go. I would just mine was just like let big dick, big D. By the way, if you haven't bought Matuthian yet, it's your loss. Tooth powder is the way. Stop using fluoride. Once you use tooth powder, you won't go back. It's just a fact. Get your CEO shirts at Vindicate. Saturday's show is going to be at 10 a.m. Kill Taylor. We will watch Taylor obliterate the field once again. We'll watch. This will be the first week we see people crying because they didn't get in. Last week it was like we barely got three people in. This next week you're going to be like, why didn't you pick Noah? Why didn't you pick Alex? Like, listen, I'm telling you, it's going to be hard now.
Someone might actually text Patrick Clark back this week.
Oh, why? Did Patrick Clark text me?
He was in the comments saying, like, I've texted such and such an athlete. Like, it was every
Yes. Yeah, get him now, Patrick.
You might actually get a reply this week.
Yeah, listen.
I'm telling you, I think as that prize purse gets up, I think we're going to see some really cool people go after it.
I messaged some people that have been cut from semifinals. And I was like, hey, if you want to earn $1,000 on Saturday, be at your gym at 6 p.m. or be at your, you know, I've texted that kind of time.
And here's the thing. This week, we could have just five dorks.
What do you
mean? Like he might do the workout in 2 minutes this week, and we might have five people who can't do it in 15 minutes. And guess what happens? The money rolls over to the next week.
15
and the next week. So we're going to give the menu. Don Patey, I'll be a dork. Yeah. Thank you, Don. CrossFit, I will be rock hard during the event. Oh, that's cool.
Nice.
Like if you win it next week or the week after, that and you're say if you're going to semifinals, that's your travel paid. Or you know what I mean? People are always selling these t-shirts. Just be Taylor.
What about when it's $2,000? What about when it's $2,000 a show?
What about when he doesn't lose for 10 weeks?
Oh, shit. My mom signed up to be a member. Well, thanks, Mom.
Oh, awesome.
That, about time. That is crazy.
Well, that's kind of like getting allowance again.
That's hilarious.
My mom used to give me $20 a week. I went from like 5 to 20. I remember the year I jumped. It was crazy. You could play so many. I could play so many video games.
Damn.
Yeah. So, Saturday is going to be absolutely wild. Mason Mitchell, Rosemary was feeling sorry for you. All right, guys. See you tonight, 6:30 p.m. We will be doing the CrossFit Games update show. It will be a review of who's going to the semifinals. Lots of bad words.
You got another new member there.
I got another member. Oh, wow.
Daniel
Wynn. Thank you, Daniel.
What's up, Daniel?
Yeah. We will also be doing behind the scenes at both semifinals. Those will go behind a paywall for a couple weeks. Try to extort you guys, coerce you guys into more money. Jason Watkins. Tyler Watkins. We are giving away two tickets and $5,000. Why has he got a big dick us?
I don't know.
Well, we are giving away two tickets in 5K on Heat 1. Between that and Sevan's podcast, we can pay the chat sway. When are you guys giving that away? Two tickets in five. You mean for semifinals you're giving that away? And two tickets to the games? Jesus Christ, who does your marketing? I don't even know what the fuck you're talking about. Are you really Tyler Watkins?
No, it's Buford.
I like tap dancers. I like tap dancing. Bye-bye.